News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Crime Stop has increased the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the recent fire at the Riverton disposal site. The award is now $300,000, up from $50,000. The announcement was made by local government minister Noel Arscott during his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Wednesday. Meanwhile, Minister Arscott says plans are in place to better guide the activities of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA. He says these plans include removing tires from the disposal site, installing fire suppression equipment, and increasing the number of trucks for collection.
We will re-establish tipping cells utilizing one cell at a time, and no cell should exceed 5 acres. In keeping with the environmental permit granted by the National Environment and Planning Agency, we'll ensure that all cells are covered once a month and that we always have adequate material on site to cover these cells.
Minister Arscott says the covering of the cells will greatly enhance the containment of any fire. This system will be replicated at all 8 disposal sites. The first legal marijuana seedling was planted on Monday at the University of the West Indies UWI Mona campus. Under the new provisions of the Dangerous Drugs Act, the University of the West Indies and the University of Technology became the first two educational institutions to be issued with licenses to grow marijuana for research purposes. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the initiative will create the opportunity for Jamaica to become the leading country for medical ganja.
Many countries have overtaken us because of our bad laws in relation to medicinal ganja. We have now the opportunity to not only catch up. I want Jamaica to be the center of excellence for research in medicinal ganja.
Meanwhile, Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the government is moving to create an inclusive framework for the operation of the medical marijuana industry. He says the system will be designed to allow small farmers to operate within a lawful setting. The new provisions of the Dangerous Drugs Act will facilitate the creation of a cannabis licensing authority, which will be responsible for developing the regulations governing the medical marijuana industry. Minister Golding says the law also contemplates the export of medicinal products to be derived from the marijuana industry, such as oils or lotions. The Justice Minister adds that there are opportunities for Jamaica to supply marijuana derivatives to the Canadian market if the country can meet the required standards. And 5 potential bidders have been shortlisted for the privatization of the Norman Manley International Airport. Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the 5 firms are drawn from Europe, Asia, South America and Jamaica.
We take particular pleasure in the fact that 2 shortlisted consortium include Jamaican partners. I've also been informed that a 3rd is actively seeking collaboration with Jamaican firms involved in the aviation industry.
Dr. Davies says the potential bidders will be invited to participate in the request for proposal stage. He adds that bidding documents will be issued at the beginning of June. It is anticipated that the transaction will be completed by early 2016. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.